Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my books. Go to jimblasingame.com, and you can find all my books there. So check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you'll find a lot of stuff there, archives and articles and the current interviews we've been doing relative to the coronavirus. You can find all those there, and just check all that out. And the newsletter, by the way, will come every Sunday afternoon by email. We haven't missed an edition in over 20 years, every Sunday afternoon. And so it's just you and me. It's still just you and me. I want to continue to talk about perspective on the coronavirus and our response to it. So the government is working on some relief right now. This is the response part. And I'm not going to address the medical part because that's not my purview, but I am going to address the financial part. And what I'd like to recommend that you think about if you're imagining the money coming from the government, some kind of help, and I know a lot of you need it, desperately probably. And if you don't get some help, you're not going to make there. Let's just be honest. If our businesses are shut down, if customers are ordered not to come in your business, it doesn't help. It doesn't matter if you defy the government and open your front door and put an open sign in the front. If they order customers not to come in, they're not going to come in. So if this goes on 2 or 3 months, there's a lot of you who are not going to make it. Because I know how close you are to cash flow, and it makes me sick. I hate the thought of that. So I know you need help. And I'm, as you know, if you've been listening to my show, I've been talking to people, at least two people in the last 2 weeks who are directly connected to the White House. Three people actually. So I've been staying on top of this, but I want you to think about where the cash is going to come from. Let's try to be realistic about how this is going to happen. Not barring some kind of method that it's never been used ever in the history of this country. The money can come from two sources. It can come from the Congress passing a relief amount of money that would be set aside for small businesses. And the other side, that's the fiscal, it's called the fiscal side. And the other side is the Fed, and that's the monetary side. As you know, the Fed can print money. They can make money from nothing, like monopoly money. They can print it out, billions of dollars. After Y2K, they printed trillions of dollars. Really? And most of that money, however, went to Wall Street. You and I didn't get much of it. And that's the reason the stock market was at record levels while you and I were languishing with 2% growth for a decade. So I'm a little ticked off about that. I'm regardless of where the money comes from the monetary side, from the Fed, or from the fiscal side, from the government, from the Congress, from the federal government. Regardless, I want to make sure that we aren't rolled under the bus like we were in 2008, 9, and 10. We got hosed, my friends. I want to make sure that doesn't happen again. So from that standpoint, I'm on the side of some of the people who are on that side. I don't mind helping big companies, but I don't think they should be able to use the money to buy back shares. I agree with that. However, back to Main Street. The money is going to come from one or both of those places. If it's from the Fed, that's unprecedented for you and me because the Fed, currently the only way for the Fed to give you and me money is through something they call the discount window, which the average bank can go to, and they have a way of doing it because they're part of the system. You and I are not part of that system. I don't know how to walk up to that window. I don't know how to get to that window. I don't know where it is. If I get there, when I get the money, do I get fries with it when I'm at that window? You know, I don't know about that. And the Fed doesn't actually know how to – they've never done that before. So how are they going to let you and me line up to get that money? The government, the federal government, the only way the federal government can get money to small business, historically, legally, regulatorily, is through the SBA. Small Business Administration guarantees loans from the government, through the SBA, guarantees loans that you and I make, but we get the money from the bank. The bank is in the middle of it. They're the intermediary. But those take longer. And I've had an SBA loan years ago. I paid it back. It takes a month minimum. Are they going to speed that up? Are they going to cut through the red tape? Are you and I going to be able to show up at our bank, sign a piece of paper, and get $10,000, $50,000, $100,000? Are we going to be able to do that? They're talking about not making it a grant, if whatever money we use in the first 90 days without for payroll, making that a grant. They're talking about long-term payouts, low interest rates. That'd be great. I don't care where the money comes from. I'm just telling you that I don't know how they're going to make that happen. And so until they tell you that, all the money they're going to set aside for the SBA means nothing. Until they can find a way to get that money on Main Street within a week, then $500 million or 10, 50, $500 billion for small business really means nothing. Because if it ain't in your hands, you can't keep your business open. Watch for that. How are they going to get it to us? What's the method? What's the logistics? Never mind the money. What's the method? That's what you watch. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.